Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What would Jamie do?
Hello, guys. Welcome to WWJD. It is What Would Jamie Do? And before we go there, we have an email. It's called WWJD@thedivestudios.com. We have our phone number, +1209322995. Please leave us a voicemail. Before we start the show, I'm not going to drink my tea, but instead of that, I'm going to let you guys say hello to our guest. It is
Dave.
A little bit more specific, Dave.
The world of Dave. Yes. Dave Kenneth Levine.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
From Atlanta.
Atlanta.
United States of America.
Oh my gosh. So Dave, a little more specific for the viewers, what you do.
Oh, I'm a YouTuber here in Korea. I've been doing YouTube since 2013. I'm a first generation YouTuber in Korea.
Right.
I'm 32 Korean age, 31 American age, or international age.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Born in 1989. Capricorn.
Okay, I think we're gonna have like.
Pimpty is a snake. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay, fine. Wait, I'm fine.
I like video games.
Yes.
Go on.
Right. Is that it?
That's it.
Yes. So me and Dave it's our third time meeting each other.
Yeah, more or less. Third, fourth time.
Yeah. So we met through mutual friends. First at Itaewon. I don't know if you remember. That was our first time we met. Yeah. And then our second time was in Apgujeong Rodeo. We had hot dogs.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
And then we had a couple of times that we were like, oh, do you want to meet? But then we had no time. But today we're here together to film this WWJD. Yes, finally. All right, so just to keep it short, WWJD is like, I give advices and they give us sticky situations. So, it's you read the situation and what you want to say is all out and all in. Yeah.
Can I say something just for people who are… who know me through my YouTube.
Sure.
I'm being myself now. A lot of people who know me through my videos know that the YouTube personality is a little bit… I guess when I speak Korean, it's a little bit over…
Overreacted.
I overreact. Yeah.
And
like overemphasize.
Right.
A little louder. But this is what I'm like in real life. So
sure,
I'm being myself on this
podcast. I like that.
So,
What you're going to do in my podcast is you have to read that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're good at…
reading. Thanks.
Yes. Nickname is? Yes.
Utensils.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I live in a boarding house in the Philippines with a lot of college students that rent the rooms. People on the second floor were free to use each other's stuff and we could leave stuff out without worrying. Naturally, I did not mind people using my stuff. That's a warning sign.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure the people from the first floor have come up to the second floor and used my stove and even my utensils. Okay, I know this because I went downstairs once and found my spoon there. Mind you, the spoon belonged to a set that my brother got me from Korea.
Mm.
The important detail here is that when the utensils got back to the second floor, I found that my chopsticks were missing. Oh no. I never complained or lost my temper about the incident.
T.
I didn't even assume the people from the first floor were responsible because it could have also been someone on the second floor. I let it go.
Oh.
I recently moved to the first floor. Gee, oh my God, how many floors? Okay. One night, my roommate and I had to use some of the plates from the first floor kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We washed the plates and put them back once all the food was gone by the next morning. I should mention that I used their plate one other time without asking for permission. But these were the only two instances where I borrowed any of the other people's stuff.
Okay, fair.
Anyways, the downstairs people are now mad at us for using their plates. It's almost as though we've lost or broken them. We've only borrowed the plates twice in a span of 2 days, and yet these people make it sound like we've been doing this a million times. If they didn't want their stuff touched, they could have just talked to us. But instead, they were shady as fuck. They're even threatening to tell the landlady about what happened. I feel as though they're overreacting, being a little bit unfair. I've chosen to stay silent, but it's bothering me. What would you do in this situation, Jamie?
Okay, you know what? Usually for my personality, I hate people when they touch my stuff, even though they're best friends. I mean, if they ask, maybe I would lend them like once or twice, but not every time. I wouldn't be cool and be like, yeah, I can use my stuff. And like, I'm not that kind of personality. So when my chopsticks and my spoons were missing, I would be mad. I mean, why would they use my chopstick? It's like, it's for me. It's not like a cafeteria thing.
Yeah, it's not a cafeteria. Yeah.
And because you guys used another thing and you guys broke it, maybe that might be an issue, but it's not something that you would be like caught up with shady acts, you know? So you can buy a new one if it wasn't like $100. Like, everyone does mistakes. Is this something that you, like, a landlady would be scolding you for?
I don't know. I've never lived in a college dorm in the Philippines.
True.
So I don't know what landladies scold for in the Philippines. But if I were to give some advice, can I jump in?
Yes.
Typically, when everybody has we all share the same stuff policy, this issue always comes up. This is always a problem. It never ends well in these situations. So I hope you learn from this situation and learn to have your stuff and only use your stuff and have your stuff separate from other people's stuff. I've seen this situation happen a million times. It happens with siblings. It happens with friends. It happens with people you're not close to, people you're close with. You should have your own stuff, use your own stuff, and have it separate from stuff other people use. That's just it. This was just a disaster in the making in the first place. I'm sorry, but I mean, and nobody likes to share spoons, plates, and forks. And I don't like my utensils being in other people's mouths personally. Mm. And
like
other people,
brushes also.
Yeah, it's just this is a disaster waiting to happen. So just keep your own shit and use your own shit and don't use other people's shit. And if other people touch your shit, tell them not to touch your shit. But in this situation, it seems like this situation is about to blow out of proportion. So you should just talk to the people, talk to the landlady, be like, all right, from now on, I guess we both made mistakes. From now on, let's use separate utensils and stuff. And let's just, it's just people are weird about
their stuff.
Come on, yeah.
Guys, please stop being silly. And yeah, whatever. I would just make my boundaries and I would just tape something if I wanted to just use it for myself. I would like be, you know, put Jamie on the thing.
The situation is just silly. It was bound to happen. Don't just use your own shit. I'm sorry.
All right. We have a voicemail. It's called Crush on Boss. I don't like this. Like, I don't really like it.
Hi, Jamie. I was just wondering, what would you do in my situation? So, at my job, I actually have a crush on my boss. And I haven't made it obvious or I haven't, like, said anything because, he's my boss. And I think that I should kind of keep that boundary. But I really, really like him. What would you do? Thank you. Have a good day.
That's
okay,
hot.
You did not tell me what job, what it is.
That's hot.
That was very not specific. Just remember, so I wouldn't call you like a company boss, but you have people that works with you, right?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Now that I think about it like that.
Didn't you have any assistants or
at first
staffs?
I was like, wow, that's pretty hot. But now that I'm thinking about it like that, as a boss, I'm like, oh wait a minute, that's terrible. I would never. Oh my gosh.
So, like, did it ever happen to you?
No,
okay.
Absolutely
do
not.
Do you want it?
No, absolutely. Oh, okay. I have two staff that work under me and they're like, they mean the world to me. I would never think of them like that.
But if they do think of you as like that, would you feel? Would you fire them?
Yeah, I'd probably have to let them go.
Really?
Yeah,
because of liking you?
Unfortunately, work comes first for me. And I've always drawn the line between work and… you know, personal relationships, even people I make videos with. I Edina.
Right.
And Jane, like, we've always drawn the line and it's never good to mix work and romance. I know it's, you know, it's cliche. You see it on TV all the time and everything, but it's not good to mix work and romance. I mean, everyone should have a similar experience at some point in their life, you know. Right. But go ahead, Jamie. Let's hear your take on it.
Crush on boss. If I'm working somewhere and… the boss. I would like the boss. It's really hard for me to actually like
the boss. Let's make this fun. Let's set up a couple of situations. Like you said, we don't have enough details.
Right.
We don't know where they work, what kind of job it is.
Mm.
Let's say she works at E-Mart.
Yeah.
She works at E-Mart.
Okay, that's like…
All right, she works at E-Mart and she works at the electronics section.
True.
And her boss is a 37-year-old…
Boss.
He's about 5'9".
Okay.
Sweet guy. He has an aroma to him.
Okay.
But he's really sweet. He loves her as a… Jesus.
I think it's not working well.
Yeah, it's not working. I'm trying to set up the situation.
Let's not do it like too specifically because I think it's going to be more difficult to give out advice.
Okay.
But if it's in a boss and if you're in a really… What do you say? So like Dave, he works and there's his crew that works together. He might not want work and romance to be together. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
But like if it's like the same industry as me, like music, and let's just say that this guy is a producer and I'm a singer. And if it's like in that course, I think it's…
That's different though.
Yeah, yeah. But then if you're in that situation, it would be a big sinner. Like, 신나지. Because you guys can talk about more about music and then it just comes out as a result. I mean, if that is like a win-win relationship, partner, boss, student, whatever, I think it's a good to go. But… I don't want this boss to be the same age as my dad.
Yeah, that's… I mean, if it's… But that's not… Technically, that's not really a boss though.
So I'm just talking about if there's no big gap of age. I'm not saying that age difference is like a big thing that, you know, ruins the relationship. I just mean that if it's not a big gap and the way the relationship will not get ruined, I would go for it. But if it's something that you need to be in your place while working… Then it'll be kind of hard.
What about coworkers, but not boss?
Oh, coworkers is fine.
It's fine.
Coworkers
but then
fine.
It's just like CC couple.
Coworkers.
Once you break up,
yeah,
I don't think you want to go to that place again. Because like, if you break up bad, like you never know, right? Would you want to see him every day or see her every day?
Yeah.
No, I might punch him in the face every time I meet him.
Yeah, yeah. Coworkers is a little bit better than boss, you know. And we don't know how many people are working under this boss. You know, let's say this is actually a pretty large company. When she says boss, are we talking manager? Or are we talking like CEO? Are we talking about, you know, this is just not enough information. Let's go on to the next one.
Right.
It's just not enough information.
So we have a little play gap. It's called celebrity advice.
Okay.
We're going to talk about something that's going to be in like outside the world. And we're going to give advices to them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. In the Netflix movie To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. I love that. Lara Jean Covey finds herself in a love triangle between her boyfriend and her first love, who unexpectedly comes back into her life when they end up volunteering at the same place. Lara Jean says, I thought having a boyfriend meant the idea of the boys left your mind completely. I didn't want to be thinking about what might have been, but I was. Do you think Lara Jean should stay in a relationship with Peter if she's wondering what could have been with this other guy? How would you navigate a real-life love triangle if your former crush reappeared and expressed interest in you, not knowing you're in a relationship? So this scene, the whole situation looks romantic because it's just a movie. But if it's in real life…
Yeah, it's pretty… Yeah.
You'll be called names. I wouldn't put myself in a triangle relationship. What do you think?
You're extremely correct when you say this only seems so romantic because it's a, you know, a Netflix movie, you know.
It's
not. Otherwise, this is just a messy situation.
I mean, right.
This it's not cool to be dating somebody and then when somebody else comes back in your life, you think, you know, like what could have been.
Second chance,
yeah,
second guess.
You just feel bad for the said boyfriend or, you know.
Okay, so I'll put you
other.
In a situation.
Okay.
You're in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Let's just put it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your forever, like, 첫사랑, your first love just comes back to you and be like, I miss you, Dave.
All right. So I had a 첫사랑, believe it or not. I've been in love before.
I do believe it.
Believe it or not.
Dave. Yeah. Dave, you're not all that salty here.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence, but…
What?
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
Anyways.
Why are you smiling? Okay, nah, he's like, he's enjoying this situation. He's like,
Anyways, when I go in a relationship with somebody, I don't go in half-heartedly, you know. I never go in half-heartedly. That's why I don't get in a lot of relationships, you know. So I think if you're going to go in a relationship, you have to, you know, think that I want to be with this person. I don't ever go in a relationship thinking like there's somebody else that could replace them one day, you know. So if I run into like my chatsarang, my first, the person I used to be in love with, you know, who somebody that just got away, that's already in my past, you know. I consider that person already in my past. I try not to live in regret. So I don't think it's fair to the person you're dating at the moment to kind of dwell on the past. If you're still dwelling on somebody from the past, you shouldn't be in a relationship in the first place. And that's my take on it. So.
Wow. That was really serious.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't interrupt you because you were like…
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Right. Wow. Okay. Right. For me too, I wouldn't really go back. But there are times when a glimpse of things that comes into your mind just suddenly. Like… when I walk past the place when I went with my ex or somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, but then I wouldn't keep it like, oh, I want to see that person again or I want to meet that person again because I'm in love with another person, right? So I think I would feel guilty just by thinking of that, to be honest.
Oh, I don't think you have to feel guilty. I mean, life itself is a collection of memories we've had in our past. You're who you are because of relationships you've had in your past, you know, and… you shouldn't, you know, feel guilty about thinking about somebody else because those were actual real feelings and memories at the time. So, for example, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, if I had a girlfriend, you had a boyfriend, we're probably a little bit better than we were at the time because we've learned things from that relationship, you know?
Right. Yeah. And for me too, also for, it's like the both of us, we're not going to go back to the first love and we're going to put effort to the love that we're doing right now if we are in a relationship.
I think you hit the nail on the coffin when you said, this is only cute because it's a Netflix movie.
It's a Netflix movie. Like, because they make it all like, you know, it seems like it can be to that situation for her. Like, they're going to show her past and how she loved him and all that thing. It'll be like understandable. But in real life, bro, who cares? Like, Lara Jean, I love the movie. But if this comes to me, I would not.
Yeah, it's cute because it's Netflix. Yeah.
Yes. Netflix and chill. All right, we have our last segment. It's called Imposter Syndrome.
Okay.
Would you do the honor and read the segment, please?
Sure. Hi, Jamie. I've been doubting my abilities lately, and I don't know how to combat this problem. It's been bothering me a lot to the point where I feel really unhappy with myself. Whenever I start doubting my skills and ability, I ask the question, do I have imposter syndrome? And sometimes I feel like I don't even deserve something that I've worked really hard to achieve. Is this because I have self-confidence issues or because I've hit a milestone that I've never accomplished before and that's why I feel this way? How can I cope with all these situations?
To be honest, I've never been in that situation because I always… it's really funny to just say this, but if I want something, I really work hard to get it and I have to get it. So that's my like character. I need to get something. If I don't get it, I'll be stressed out. And once I get it, I actually just like, you know… compliment myself like, oh, Jamie, you did a great job, you know, like that's the thing that I my parents told me to do. Like when you get something that you want and you've worked hard for it, you should compliment yourself
and give yourself credit for it. When you accomplish something, you should be telling yourself, you know, you put the work in, you deserve it. And but the thing is, a lot of these confidence issues, it's like overbearing feeling that's deep down inside that some people just can't defeat. It's hard because, JB, when a lot of people look at you, even when I look at you, you know, you have an air of confidence and you know who you are as a person and you express yourself and you're very it's set in stone who you are as a person. Like you're you.
Okay.
But there's some people who don't have that, and I think this person's trying to combat that. If you're an unconfident person, you just got to live with it. I'm the same way.
What the fuck, Dave?
But there's no answer to this. If you achieve something, you don't feel like you deserve it. That's how you feel. You just gotta. It's okay to feel that way. Believe it or not, when I get unconfident, I work better. Believe it or not, when I'm unconfident in myself, I work even better. I work even harder to try to prove to myself that I deserve it, and it kind of fuels me to keep going up and I'm never satisfied with myself. I'm never satisfied with myself. And that's why I work this hard, because I'm just never satisfied with myself. I'm so unconfident. I have such a lack of confidence. And believe it or not, just how your confidence fuels you, my lack of confidence fuels me. So it's hard to give advice for this because you don't feel that, you know?
I mean, I always think that if you make it as a problem, it's always a problem. So I would say, if I would say that I have confident issues, I wouldn't think that it's like only a thing for me that's a problem. Like, everyone has it in their own sides. For me, of course, I'm confident in some parts, but in other parts when I'm not like ready or, you know, it's the same. I don't feel confident of doing things. And if I, even though I earn it, it doesn't feel that I did it to like get earned. Like, I think a lot of people helped me to just put me in the place where I feel like, you know, winning and all these things. So what you do, and I don't know what the work exactly you're doing, but I hope it kind of changed your mind, because actually it's like a long run thing. Like, you can't see it short. You cannot see it in short terms. You have to learn yourself how to get confident in some parts also.
Yeah, good luck.
Are you okay though?
All right, you know the deep down lack of confidence that exists with me too. So I feel for this person. Right? So just keep working hard and good luck. Find something that makes you happy. Honestly, that's you can't defeat this kind of feeling. It's right. It's hard, you know.
Yeah. You need to know that all those emotions that you feel in bit by bit is also working for you to be a better person. So I don't think it's a really bad thing.
Absolutely. It's not a bad thing. Yeah, it's not a bad thing at all.
Thank you.
And you know what? It's good that you feel this also, because it shows you're modest. You know, you have you're personable. You know,
right.
If you succeeded and you're like, oh yeah, I'm the shit. You know, that's nobody likes that. Good for you. Good for you for feeling this. You know, try to accomplish even more. Good for you. Maybe you don't deserve it, but.
Oh my gosh, Dave.
Keep working until you feel like you deserve it. That's right. That's a good, you know, that's a good mentality.
Right. And everyone has issues, so it's not just you.
Wow.
Tintin. All right, that's the show for today's episode with Dave over here. We have an email before you guys go. If you want to send us your situation, there's wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Phone call for +209-322-9953. Voicemail. We also have a YouTube, actually. It's called Dive Studios. Subscribe, please. And follow us on Instagram, Twitter @WWJD_podcast. Rate and review iTunes, please. And yes, Dave, where can we find you on the social media?
The World of Dave.
And your Instagram?
DAEBBUING. Dave Boing.
Okay, Dave Boing. See you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.